Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
And hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 391 of your Overseas Connection podcast. We are the mature, friendly, loving gaming website, gaming family. I'm one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag OC underscore Murphy's Law. Joining me today, we have Mr. Robin Tate.
Sploosh!
Sploosh!
Yes, we are a very, very, very sensible bunch. Robin Tate here. I'm supposed to be in Northern Ireland, so they tell me. But
isn't that north or south of Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, Mr. Geography lesson this week. I'm glad. Greg didn't know there was a place called Northern Ireland. He
I thought the one big fucking happy Ireland. Yeah, just Irish happy
it's
family.
One happy, happy land. And it is a happy, happy land.
That's divided in two. And so you're like Korea now to me. North and South Korea. And you're part of North Korea. I mean, Ireland.
Yes, Mr. Trump. Anyway, I'm in Ballymena, which is right smack bang pretty much in the middle. If you look at a map of Northern Ireland, there's a little lake which is about the size of the Isle of Man. Now, the Isle of Man is an island which is in between Ireland and England, and there's a story goes that Finn McCool, a big Irish giant, he was fighting with a Scottish giant, and he ripped up a turf of soil and threw it at the Scottish giant, and it missed. Bad throw. But it landed in between Ireland and England, and that turf turned into the Isle of Man. There you go. And that island is still there today, and there's a big lake where Finn McCool pulled up the grass sod.
All right.
Nice. Shit. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Nice to be on the podcast. I think over the last couple of weeks, I've been on every podcast on Earth, and it's all been the same recording. So I apologize to everybody for listening to me on the Boss Wave and
everybody,
gamers.
You should not apologize for that. That was the EGX special recording. Everybody got
smile. Yeah, good.
Everybody got good use out of it.
So who else is here, Greg?
Well, the final person on the podcast today, Miss Nicole Radowski.
Howdy, yo.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I know where you live. Unlike some people who keep digging themselves a bigger grave every time they open their mouth.
You know the best part? I don't care. I know he's over there, and this is me looking at a map. He's over there, so it's all good.
Greg, time is coming.
Aren't you right next to Russia? I mean, you're like
punch
almost communist.
You in the mouth. I'm going to punch you right in the face.
And I will buy you a beer, and then we will have margaritas, and we'll have some fajitas.
Yes, and then we'll have a...
Fajitas.
Ooh, yes. Robin, we'll have to get some crab when you're out here. Fantastic crab in San Francisco.
Great. He's giving you crabs.
Yeah. Do you know what place? Is that Chinatown or what is that?
There's a good place to get crabs and there's a bad place, let me tell you. All right. Thank you, Nicole, for joining the podcast today. I'm anxiously awaiting to hear from you in particular about a certain video game. But before we dive into that, we have some housekeeping to do. I see we still have Kim's Gamer Girl tag up there. So, I mean, anybody who wants to follow Kim Woods, Gamer Girl 27, I'm going to take that down in just a moment. But, unfortunately, not able to make the show. Mark also spending time with the wife today. And Fraser, let's face it, Fraser is Canadian. He's anti, anything really social. Yeah. Anyway, but it's an intimate trio. We're talking video games today. We also have a Facebook page. I don't know if listeners have heard of this. It's this thing. It's kind of popular. Yeah, it's going to be something someday. So, yeah, Facebook, fb.ocpod.com. Go check out our Facebook page. Of course, you can always follow us on Twitter, OC Podcast, at OC Podcast, I should say, on Twitter. And, of course, on the screen, if you're watching this, you'll see our Twitter handles. But if you're listening at home and you feel like following one of us, at OC underscore Murphy's Law, at Bongo the Sane, and at OC underscore Amaryllis. You do need to look up how to spell these things. All right, let's talk about life. So life happens, right? I mean, we have things going on in our lives. The big things going in my life right now.
You're so lucky. You've got a life. I've just got kids.
Yeah, well, that's my life centers around the kid. Yeah. So Halloween coming up. Halloween is a big deal in our house every year. We kind of go crazy. This year has been a bit of a challenge so far. So we are in the process of preparing for Halloween, for getting ready. Just our Halloween costumes and concepts for this year hit a snag. And so I can say this on air because none of you live in my neighborhood, but we usually try and kind of keep it a little bit secret what we're going to do for Halloween, this kind of thing. This year we were thinking about having a haunted circus kind of theme to it with crazy clowns. And then all these jackasses start running around in the U.S. dressed up as clowns, basically scaring people, scaring kids. And so we've had to rethink our whole thing. And mind you, last year...
Sorry, was that you?
No, it was not me. I was not running around scaring people. but we last Halloween, we hit the post-Halloween sale. So we bought all this clown shit in preparation. So yeah, but cooler heads are prevailing right now. We're thinking we need to revamp what we're going to do. So, we're making changes. Things are happening on the fly now. My last little thing, mosquitoes. So this was actually a really interesting conversation we actually had right before we started the podcast. Robin, you informed us you guys don't have mosquitoes where you live.
No, the only place in the UK where you might catch a mosquito would be somewhere in the south of England, because that's close to the frogs. And it's quite hotter down there. But no. I mean, wasps, bees, for about a month of a year, there's nothing else. Nothing will do you damage here unless you accidentally kick a leprechaun, you know? So
I am so moving.
I know.
I'm your country.
I'm a little jealous right now. I'm not going to lie.
St. Patrick got rid of the snakes. There's snakes in England, but there's no snakes in Ireland. So because St. Patrick's got rid of all those. So, you know.
Saints. Yeah, snakes don't bother me.
Mosquitoes, I'm not by any stretch of the imagination afraid of mosquitoes. They're just annoying little insects.
Oh, no. They're horrible. I've got this gigantic quarter-sized bite on my neck right now.
Yeah. So
it's like they make this weird noise, which is it's not like a wasp, which is a high-pitched thing. No. They're like floppy, horribly. And the noise doesn't fit the size of them. They should have a deeper baritone. If they're not there, you'd know they're coming. But it's the way they sneak around and get you when you're asleep.
You do realize they're female.
Well, either way, male, female.
Typical. That explains everything.
Yes. So there you have it. They're female. The ones that actually suck the blood are female.
It all makes sense now, doesn't it?
And the ones that actually make the noise, also female.
They nag you and they bleed you dry. Great. Okay.
I'm like, I'm not doing my gender any favors by explaining this. However, Google it. It's there.
Yeah. So I'm in bed the other night and I'm on my smartphone.
Thanks.
And I'm searching the internet, that kind of thing. And suddenly, like out of the blue, I see this mosquito fly right past the screen on my phone. That instantly set me into this tirade, like out of the bed, lights on. It was a hunt. I don't know if anybody else is like this, but once I know a mosquito's in my room, either I leave the room or I find the mosquito and I kill it. I just cannot rest until that happens because I know the moment I fall asleep, I'm going to hear. So.
Oh, yeah. Don't. I'm itchy now. Oh.
But yeah, so.
That's me and flies. I can't handle flies.
Yeah, I'm with you on flies. I mean, pretty much anything that.
Flames and shit. Yeah. I can't.
I gotta
those
say.
Flies down is really hard.
No.
I'm an insect-free house. I really am. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if it crawls or it flies. That shit's going to die. There's no catch and release in my house. It is death. So.
Everything gets a tour of the local whirlpool in my house.
Yes.
Either the one that the kids use or the one I use.
Yes.
Either way, they're getting a tour.
And if it has eight legs, it gets smashed, then the tour.
Yes.
There's no one or the other, and it does not go in the garbage can. It goes in the toilet because it has to leave the house.
I killed one right outside the back door. I swear to God, legs and all, was like that big. It was huge.
Yeah, see,
holy
that.
Holy crap, and ugly. Oh, my God. It had like.
For the record, I've never met a spider that I thought was cute, ever.
Oh, though, okay.
No, there's no such thing as a cute spider.
No, none of them.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so this one was extra ugly.
Yeah. all right. Well, that ends my my segue and tyrant about mosquitoes and insects now, apparently. Anything else going on for the two of you? What's been happening this past week, life-wise?
Oh,
all right, good talk.
Oh, well,
yeah. You froze on me.
Here, look. Well, I mean, Nicole, you've been busy doing stuff, avoiding hurricanes and stuff like that. There, I mean, for once you avoided a hurricane. Huh?
The hurricane avoided us. See how that works?
Yes.
Like, yeah. Oh, hell, I'm not.
Hell yeah.
You had a strong.
I feel sorry for. I'm really do. My heart goes out to these guys up around Florida and Haiti, that little place.
Yeah,
they get hit really, really hard.
I like that you said up around. I'm pretty sure they are south of you.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Yeah.
They're that way.
Mm.
They're not up north.
There you go. We say we're going up to Belfast and that's down. So go figure. For me, I've been really, really busy work-wise. Was being just friggin' nutty as per usual. It was nice to have a weekend off last week because after EGX, I have to admit, it took me a week to recover from EGX. Not that there was too many really crazy lit nights. It was just I went there after a trade show to a trade show about computer games, and I was just jiggered, but a great time. Fabulous time. You heard us talking at in the hotel and Mark a wee bit last week. So, yeah, that AGX was lots of fun. I suppose meeting Mark that time and spending so much time from that afternoon, as you know, Mark is a big lad. You know, he's built, and I don't think I've walked straight since because I couldn't get away.
No, we're not.
He just held me down and.
No.
Oh, it's terrible.
He's seen the oil t-shirt.
And that was it. It was like a red rag dib bill. So, Jason, there you are. There's a story from EDX. Okay? Now, let's move on.
A story that did not need to be told.
So, I was on my hands and knees all day or for a good bit of this morning. On you know getting led. Well, I got this these mats. So the Man Cave 2 is nearly done. So there's just the final lights and electrical to be done, and the network cables have went in over the last 2 weeks. Brilliant, proper my internet out there. So the idea is that I'm going to set up a permanent little podcast studio up in it too. But the front of it, so there's about a strip which is about the whole thing is it's about 40 feet wide and the whole big place, 40, 50 feet wide. And from it to the main doors, there's probably 12 or 15 feet. And that was concrete floor. And there's a toilet out there. And that's where the kids put their bikes. But I've got these tiles that you would see in a Formula One pit or a motorsport garage rather than ordinary tiles. They're sort of soft. like jigsaw pieces. So I got 10 big boxes of these, and I was laying those today, and it's worked out really well. So I'm really chuffed with that. That's cool. It looks fantastic. So the painters are coming in to finish those. There's 4 doors in the room. There's going to be a yellow room and red door and a green door. The gaming room will have something on it. Then I'm going to have the dungeon on one of them. So, yeah. So Man Cave 2 is kind of cool. Kind of cool. I picked up a Nuka-Cola tin sign when I was at EGX.
All
Enjoy
right.
a Nuka-Cola, like Coca-Cola theme. So I'll do lots of photographs and show you what all I've done and the networking cables and all the – I got new hubs and routers. So all the cables are all done now. So that's class. Routers.
Now, here's my question. Did you buy faster internet?
I can't. I can't. I'm funny. Hardly
really?
Dan was talking.
They don't have any options?
No, not where I am. Hmm. There's no fiber here, so it's copper all
what
the way to the
satellite?
Exchange. But sure, that would be down, not up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true.
You know, so you could watch plenty of movies, but you couldn't really interact very well because the op is just as used. I think with satellite, the op uses your phone line. It's the down, sped up. So it would be no good for this. And I think hardly Dan was saying that he wrote to his MP complaining about the quality of his broadband. And I was thinking about maybe I should do the same thing. There's another little thing that I've got up to just at EGX, but we'll talk about it as we go along because I see there's some newsy stuff which we'll bring into something that I've purchased is coming soon. And okay. I'm going to look even odder than I do now. So, yeah, look, busy with work, busy with nerdy stuff.
All right.
Busy with on the bicycle, busy with lots of stuff. So, yeah.
That's good.
Just busy.
That's good. And you know what? And let's talk, you know, exercise, you know, it's a good thing. You know, as video gamers, oftentimes that's something that gets kind of left by the wayside. But I want to encourage, you know, exercising. I want to encourage all my fellow Americans to exercise a little bit. I was over at Target just a little bit ago, and it was a sad commentary on America's health. Let me just put it that way. But all right, Nicole.
You see something odd, man. Go on, describe. You can't leave him with
it just like, was okay. I'm not one to.
Was it like small? Was it like a tiny one and a big one together?
Just
mobility carts with the backsides hanging down the edges of seats?
Observation of individuals, and you just I feel bad for them because I see health issues down the road. And they're young individuals. And it's like, you know, you can do something about that. You know, it's like, you know, people that still smoke. You know?
Jeez. Yeah.
Just saying. Jason, I'm talking to you. You hear me. He and I had a conversation earlier. He knows. All right. Nicole, anything on your end before we move on?
Well, my end's fine, but no. I got my Loot Crate Gears box.
All right.
So that was what this came in.
Okay. Hey, so actually, real quick. So that was like a one-time Loot Crate, right? Not a...
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it came with all kinds of cool toys and stuff. So I got a hoodie with the...
Nice.
Yeah, it's got JD on the back.
What did that set you back, by the way, out of curiosity?
I believe it was 70 or... I think it was $70.
All right.
But in my opinion, well worth it. I got, you know, the shirt.
Well, the hoodie. The hoodie and the shirt.
The hoodie
is,
that alone right there is $70.
I was going to say, those usually are expensive.
Yeah.
Have we started Gears? Is this
not
the
yet.
Gears thing, is it?
No. This is just a Loot Crate. A Gears Loot Crate.
Oh, spoilers. See, it comes from Los Angeles, and it takes about 2 weeks longer to get to me. Show me the T-shirt. Show me.
You saw the T-shirt.
Show everybody the T-shirt, Nicole. Come on.
That's it. And then it says Gears of War 4 on the back, but I'm not getting out of my chair to show you.
All right. Fair enough.
Oh, it was the hoodie that you wanted to see.
The hoodie.
There's a hoodie? Ooh.
Yes, a hoodie. So JD's on the back.
And, oh, it's JD, not Marcus. All right.
Okay, because this is his story.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what JD stands for?
I don't. Wait, hold on. Is this something we find out in the game?
Well, I mean, obviously.
I don't know. Maybe they just say JD all the time. I don't want a spoiler. Jeez, that's what
no,
I'm
no,
getting.
No. They say his name the entire time.
All right. Okay. What does it stand for, John? James?
No, not Jim. James.
All right.
James.
Done it.
Duncan?
James. No, not Duncan.
Deacon?
Think about it. It's a D.
Dorian? DeLacy? I could do this like for an hour.
I know you could. You're an asshat.
I don't know. What? Who?
Dominic. Think about it.
Come on. Yeah, all right.
James.
Makes sense.
Dominic.
Yeah, but there's a lot of cool stuff in there. You get a little beanie that you can switch back and forth, and socks.
Socks.
I don't need socks.
That's the odd one. That is the odd one.
I pulled those out, and I'm like,
socks.
It's always handy to have a sock around.
Oh, well, the only thing I can think of is those will be great when I go to Scotland and need to wear my boots because they're like...
Thick socks?
They're guy socks.
All right.
Come up mid-shin, and they're just awful. But those would be great in a pair of boots.
True. They're boot socks.
Yeah, because all I ever wear is ankle socks.
They're socks.
All right. They're socks. There are different types of socks. They come in all sizes, shapes, colors.
Like, they're like no spoilers. I promise I'm not spoiling.
They're like humanity. Socks are like humanity. They're a reflection of us. All right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
All right.
Garters. Do you still have your garter belt thing? Keep your socks up.
I got rid of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't stop wearing mine.
Yeah. By the way, sock garters. That's like the worst look in the world, and it's an old man look. It is totally an old man look.
Do people actually still wear those?
I don't think so. But man,
they do for weddings. For whatever reason.
Shouldn't. Bad form. Yeah. It's an old man thing. I instantly think of old men when I see that. All right. Video games.
Old men.
I've got a lot of respect for old men. They've lived longer
Good
than me.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Video games. That's actually what this podcast is about. We talk about video games.
Oh, no.
So the way this goes, typically we talk about the games we've been playing. Then we get into a little bit of news. And then we talk some trivia. That's the highlight of the show. Come on. Give it up for the trivia. We dive into some new releases, some community business. We just give a real good overall view of what's been going on in the video game world the past week, whether it be within our own community or the industry in general. So that's what you get to look forward to right now. We're going to talk about some news, and I have a feeling this is going to dive into a little bit of foreshadowing for what we've been playing. So the big topic this past week really was PSVR launched. It launched basically both in the U.S. as well as over in Asia, the U.K. and Europe. I think worldwide as well, but I don't know for sure. More importantly, though, the overall has been pretty good coming back. A lot of video game review sites have been going through, reviewing it, and the overall sentiment is it is, you know, a good economical VR system. I won't say entry VR, but I mean, that's kind of the sense I get from people. They said Sony has basically made this about as cheaply as they could while still making it a fairly quality piece of kit. So that being said, there were some issues that people kind of started reporting. I watched a live stream of Giant Bomb the very first day it came out, and they were experiencing some pretty significant tracking issues with the PS Moves. I think that's just the Move technology itself and not so much a reflection on PSVR. But because PSVR does kind of, for a lot of games, either require or recommend PS Move, I feel like that's going to be a little bit of a black mark for them, because the PS Moves are not as accurate as they want them to be, or as people would like them to be, I should say, compared to the HTC Touch, and then is Vive Touch, and then I forgot what the Oculus ones coming out are, but basically both those systems have touch controllers coming out that or have come out that are really accurate. So I think that's not really problematic, but it's always going to make PSVR probably feel like a step down from the PC Big Brother versions. But overall, again, some pretty good feedback from people.
Would you like me to step in here?
I would love for you to step in here, Robert, because this is your time to say, I drank the
Kool-Aid. I drank the Kool-Aid, yes, as Greg DeLacy would say. I was always a bit of a VR skeptic, and went to EGX, and I've over the last 3-4 years since VRs came out, I've tried Oculus on several times, and I've tried the Vive.
Right.
And although it was a unique and interesting experience, I always found it to be a bit muddy. A bit. These games have been created just shoehorned in for VR.
Right.
And So I thought it was cute, but I would never thought that, no, I am okay, and I can't afford. Oh, I could afford to buy a big PC. I could afford to buy an Oculus Rift, but that's just a step too far for me. I'm not a PC guy. PC right. Wankery, I think is a term we've adopted this week.
Yep.
So I completely and utterly surprised myself to death that on Sunday at EGX, I played a game on the PSVR called Tethered.
And okay.
Tethered is sort of a god game, a bit like Kingdom of Keflings, Lemmings. You're looking down on these floating islands in the sky. Think Avatar when they're flying up into the mountains, and these big mountains there, and these little tiny creatures, little peeps that you have to control. Anyway, the demo for it was utterly charming, and they had to tap me on the shoulder to get me away. And I smiled the whole way through. And while I was queuing for it, talking to the developers, they had great pedigree, the stuff they'd worked on in the past. And I completely bought into it. And I, for the first time, seen at EGX this year that VR is a viable gaming platform. Tethered was fabulous. Some of the stuff that I seen was fantastic, and some of the stuff was pure and utter crap. But straight after Tethered, as stupidly as I may have been, I went straight onto my phone to Amazon and pre-ordered a PSVR.
Okay, Bonk. Wow. You know, it's interesting that you said that, by the way, though. I think that's an accurate depiction of what VR is. It is a platform. And I think that's, you know, just like handheld gaming, just like console gaming, PS or VR will be its own platform. and I think it will benefit from that. I think if we try to look at VR as being the evolution of what gaming will be, I think that hurts VR in a lot of ways, and I think there's a lot of resistance to that. But when we can look at it as it's going to be a platform, just like handheld games, handheld gaming, Vita, 3DS, whatever, then it becomes less, I think, threatening to the masses. Because I certainly don't want every game to come out on VR.
It wouldn't
fit my lifestyle. And so, I mean, that, you know, kind of to me, when I hear people talking about this is the future of gaming, I'm like, well, no. But if we look everything at it as a platform, that's different.
Yeah, you can see if something is developed for it, great. You know, and I hope that Sony, I mean, all the stuff that I've seen there was quality. the kit itself is quality. It feels good in your hand. It's beautifully designed. There is the tiniest amount of blur, but it is very acceptable. I thought it was pretty crisp.
Right.
Very easy to put on. Completely just got me.
Across the board, I will say I've heard everybody say it's the most comfortable headset out of all of them to put on.
No, I was listening to the guys over at the Same Coin, and I met one of the chaps at AGX. Looks nothing like his voice. Dastardly. Jabby.
Yeah.
Jabby. Yeah. He sounds like a John Mouse sort of guy. Like, right. He sounds like he's dweeby, small.
Right.
But he's built and muscly and sexy, and Nicole would like him. But anyway, isn't it Stabby? What's the other guy? What's the other chap? He recorded the podcast in VR this week.
Right.
Now, that sounded like our first ever video episode.
Okay.
It was kind of crazy. Yeah. Okay. But he was watching his screen in his VR. So he had a screen up top left with all his Skype bits and all that, and then another screen on the right with his Steam, and then he was sitting in a movie theater doing other stuff in the movie theater screen and walking through jungles and doing all these demos. Now that sounds cool. He was flicking in and out of different bits of software. I mean, that sounded, that Oculus, if you have the correct PC for it, that's the full experience. So I'm hoping that the PlayStation 1 has lots of little things that I can do too. Saying that, looking at the PlayStation Store tonight, some of these experiences are pretty expensive. Like, they are, like the tank, I mean, there's tank game,
Battle Zone,
yes. Which is £44, which is $60 or $70 game.
Right.
For an arcade title, but, you know, hopefully there's more to it. 100-meter giant golf.
Oh,
giants,
yeah.
And I said, golf, yeah, which looks crap. But, you know, like, so for me, it'll be like Untethered, which is a third party. And there's a few other bits there that I'll get the experience. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. My dilemma is I may get it within the next week and a half.
Right.
That's why I fired up the PlayStation today, because it hasn't been switched on since Uncharted came out. Sort of get it all updated and ready just in case.
Right.
But my dilemma is, do I keep this, Greg and Nicole? Do I keep it in its box until Santa Claus comes?
Is it from Santa Claus?
I don't know. I mean, it's £350. And I could swing it with Judith, okay? You know, just, this is what I do, Judith. There's no sense waiting till Christmas. But at the same time, part of me goes, maybe I should wait till Santa Claus comes. I don't know. Huh? Is it bad? Is that bad of me? Please, community, let me know. Should I open it up and try it and put it back in the box?
No.
I mean, I have a feeling they will say yes, actually. But, I mean, if it truly is a Christmas gift, then...
No, it was a pure impulse purchase.
Well, then, you know, then I would say open it.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be my inclination. Yeah.
So, what I would like to do for the podcast would be, I know Stu has got a PlayStation VR coming as well. I don't know any of us are VG Hub guys that have Oculus. I don't know. So for the podcast, I would love the feedback, because, I mean, I am the perfect guy to report on Sony. I mean, I'll call it as it is. And I've been impressed. Yeah. So I'm impressed so far at what I've seen of the quality. I'm impressed so far at the presentation of the game lineup that they've shown.
All right.
But I'll be brutally honest about it. So,
well, one thing that we should bring up, and this was actually a surprising issue, an issue with PSVR in conjunction with the PS4. And that is that once you hook up PSVR to your PS4 or your PS4 Pro, it cannot do HDR. So the update that they just – I mean, this is one of those things where if that was a big deal to you, then you have to either disconnect PSVR every time you want to see games in HDR, or you don't see it in HDR and you keep the PSVR hooked up.
Somebody's going to get fired for that blunder.
Yeah. Well, and it is a bit of a blunder because if you think about, you know, they just had this big PS4 Pro announcement where they touted out 4K and HDR and how this was the next big thing. And yet then they have this peripheral coming right on the heels of it that if you attach it to your PS4, you can't use HDR. It just
it's called. And with the PSVR, we have plug and play HDR.
Yeah.
That's the term they'll use?
Yeah, plug probably.
It's probably still there. Plug and play.
Well, all right. Continuing on the VR track, Oculus had a big event this past week. They had keynote.
They were supporting Ku Klux Klan, weren't they? Isn't that what it was?
No, that was not
that was
the event.
Before. That's right. That was the week. That was
yes,
the week before.
That was the unfortunate, the unfortunate events of the week before. for those that don't know, Palmer Luckey, who is one of the founders of Oculus and the inventors behind Oculus, he apparently supported a political group that while he claims, you know, he just was trying to support a anti-Hillary group, but this group basically turned out to be very much a white supremacist group, and he gave them like $10,000. So, needless to say, that caused a lot of hubbub. But amazingly, he was not at the Oculus event. I did not see him
anywhere.
Funny
about that.
Yeah.
Funny.
But yeah, so Oculus, they announced quite a few new games, some very good-looking games coming to Oculus. They've spended. That was really fantastic English. They have spent a lot of money on getting game development to the Oculus Rift in this past year. And they're doubling down on that, and they basically said they're basically investing another – I forgot what the number was, but it's an ungodly amount of money towards developers to develop on the Rift. So that was announced. Then they talked about creating – and this is in the works. They have nothing to officially announce yet, but they're going to create a new – VR headset that's somewhere in between an Oculus Rift and the Galaxy VR. And so they want it to be the mid-step. So, you know, if you look at Oculus Rift as being the high end, and if you look at Galaxy VR as being a very low end, you know, smartphone only, you have this middle ground, and they want that to be kind of the everyman's VR. And also, there's a lot of talk about it being wireless, similar to the Galaxy VR. So that was some interesting stuff there.
Parts of me are hoping – well, sorry, not hoping. Parts of me are looking forward to when the PC wankery people hack the PSVR to make it work with a PC. I'm quite sure that will come. So
I think the real big next step for VR, I think it very much is wireless. I think once they get those headsets to be wireless, because right now there are just so many cables involved and they're asking people to be getting up out of their chairs. And, you know, for probably the average person, not that big of a deal. But, you know, I can tell you now we are going to see videos of people getting tangled up in wires at their home, falling over, falling through their TV set, their coffee table, whatever the case may be.
There's videos coming soon of people that we know looking very, very stupid.
Yes.
On their hands and knees with a Vive on their head, crawling through tunnels and jumping over lasers. That's
I'm looking forward to that.
Stu Fowler and Mike Chin, yeah, that's going to be an interesting video.
Yes. And then just the last little wrap up from the Oculus event, a lot of social initiatives. So they talked about avatars. They basically launched a new avatar system for Oculus, Facebook Live feeds, and they're working on a new web browser specifically designed to work in VR. So, you know, some very cool stuff coming out of Oculus. Nothing, I think, earth shaking at this point, but, you clearly see that they want to maybe ride a little bit on the backs of the PS4 VR launch with the hype and kind of get out there as well with it. So,
hey, look, we're living in the future right now. We really are.
Every day. Every
second.
Yep. Look, we're just in the future again.
Look, it's happening again.
Yep. There you go. Voodoo Vince.
Who is that?
Voodoo Vince. This was an Xbox original game and a favorite of Phil Spencer's. And so, therefore, because it was a favorite of Phil Spencer's, somehow, some way. Aw. Well, that was unintended. So we just had a weird crash from Skype. So hang on, everybody. Let me try and bring everybody back on. You're back on.
Wi-Fi off. I'm going to have to get a new router in the house. The Wi-Fi keeps on.
It's a router.
Router?
It keeps on dropping. Yeah, my router keeps on dropping.
There's not two O's. It's a OU. That's route.
Oh, then you.
All right. I'm assuming we are back live. So I don't know what happened, but my computer has now twice crashed on me. So crossing my fingers, we are good to go. I'm assuming we are back up on Steam or the Twitch stream.
Hello.
So I'm keeping my camera off, though, so everybody will miss my lovely face. That's okay.
What a shame.
All right, so where were we?
I don't have us on Twitch yet.
So I think you were just about talking about Voodoo Vince, I believe.
Yes, Voodoo Vince. All right, so Voodoo Vince, this was a game that...
There we go.
Phil Spencer was a big proponent of it, and apparently the originators of the game are doing an HD remaster. It's going to come out to Xbox One and Windows 10, and there's that. I don't know. I don't know if that's truly exciting or not, but it's something, right?
What is it?
Voodoo Vince is a platformer. Yeah. Fuck me. So, those of you on the stream listening to this, my Skype, maybe it is Skype, this latest update I did, I wish I never did it, because it apparently is what is causing the problem. I noticed it just auto-crashed on me. This could be problematic for us on the podcast. I can just keep talking. I can do that. And I don't know if those of you, out in the Twitch stream can hear me or not, because obviously I'm not watching Twitch right now. So yeah, this has all gone pretty much tits up. All right. Well, I'm gonna power through. I'm gonna try and get those guys back up on Skype. Supposedly it's coming back up. We'll find out. See if we can get them on. We're still live. I haven't stopped the stream. I don't know if they're going to answer my call or not. Maybe. Maybe not.
I see.
All right.
I see my eyeball.
Trying this again.
Do you have a backup?
No, but the problem is it's Skype, I think, is actually the problem. I did an update right before we got on, and I have a feeling that update is causing problems.
No.
Yes. All right.
Never,
let's
ever, ever do an update.
Let's just shut up. We continue to power forward. So I've been talking this whole time on Twitch. I don't think we stopped. So, all right. Voodoo Vince, that's a thing.
Yeah,
Skyrim, Fallout 4 are getting mods on the PlayStation 4 after all. Sony and Bethesda were able to come together and everything is hunky-dory. They'll get mods. The only downfall is the mods on the PlayStation platform need to be mods of basically utilizing content already in the game. So you're not going to get anything made outside of what's already in Skyrim or Fallout 4. Make sense?
Yeah, so you're not going to have like a Superman.
There won't be a Superman. There won't be a Mario mod. It'll just be what anything made with assets from those games.
Good old Sony. Good stuff, Sony. You've just that's brilliant. That's what people want.
Yes.
Cool.
They also will be getting a PS4 Pro update. That does not have a timetable on it, mind you. In fact, none of these have timetables on it. The only timetable that was given on the PS4 Pro update was that it would come after the mod support update. So whenever that
but
happens.
Last Guardian, when Last Guardian comes out, yeah, it'll come out then.
All right, moving on. Gears of War is getting a movie. Universal will be behind it.
Smiling. She just
because it's so controversial. That's why it's
totally
funny to me.
It's either going to be the greatest thing in the world, or it'll be the worst thing in the world.
Exactly.
Okay, so who's gonna? Who are the characters? Who will play the roles?
Has been announced.
Yeah, that's actually up for debate.
I mean, are they going to be normal people who beef up? You know, how are they going to get supersized? Who are supersized guys?
Well, they don't need to be necessarily supersized, but I could see The Rock in that easily. The Rock, I could see, Mark Wahlberg playing like a Baird.
See, I see Sean William Scott as Baird.
Okay, I could see that. Maybe in Ryan Reynolds.
Freaking sarcastic.
Ryan Reynolds
Idris
could be.
Elba would be good too.
Baird, although I.
Dark guy.
Yeah, I think Ryan Reynolds would overshadow, maybe. It all depends, but
it's Sean William Scott would be perfect. He's got that amount of sarcasm, and I could totally see him beefing up. And I've seen him up, and he works well with The Rock, who could totally be Kim.
Right, and I think the guy that who would play Coltrane.
Yeah,
I'd really like to still have the voice.
I'm wondering if the original guy could do it. I haven't seen him of late, but I mean, he struck me as a fairly big guy anyway.
He's a football player.
Yeah, so.
He'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And he obviously has acted because he's been in commercials.
Right. So, there we go.
Yeah. And, well.
Who would play the Locust?
Oh, that'd be me in the morning without coffee.
Heath Ledger would be really good on it too, wouldn't he?
No, Robin, no.
Robin?
What?
Bad form. Bad form.
Huh? Not nice.
He'd be good. He was good in the Joker.
Moving on. Yes. Washington State has ordered Valve to end Counter-Strike gambling. Directly from the article, Washington State, it's not enough that Valve distance themselves from the gun skin gambling. They want the company to put an end to the practice. The state's gambling commission has ordered Valve to stop allowing the transfer of gun skins for gambling through Steam. The gaming giant has until October 14th to explain how it will be obeying Washington gambling laws. If it ignores the requests or it can't prove that it's squeaky clean, it might face additional civil or even criminal actions. So that's kind of a big deal.
That's crazy. Well, what is it with you guys in gambling? You do everything else. All these nuclear weapons, all that. You gamble like mad, and you won't let them gamble over tiny little skins? I mean, what's the crack? What's the deal?
I don't know.
gamble in Washington State? Bookmakers illegal?
Washington State is not a gambling state. So, in fact, there are very few states that have actual, like, legalized gambling in them. Nevada is like the big one.
A tiny village. The village is 150 feet long, and it has a bookmakers in it. There's bookmakers everywhere over here. And then online stuff. You know, I take it in Washington State, you can go to one of the online things and play online stuff in Washington State. But you can't physically go to a building to gamble. Is that right?
True. There's none in Washington State. I wonder, again, I don't know how Washington State laws are. I wonder if somehow ISPs are blocked from online gambling sites in Washington State. That could be. It's happened before back in the day. So I don't know. We'll see how this shakes out. But Valve has been
Trump gets in.
They have been, he's not getting in. Not if any of the recent events have anything to say about that. All right. Yeah, and finally.
Like Heath Ledger comment. He might as well have said Philip Seymour Hoffman would have been good in Gears of War as well.
Pretty much.
And that's the sort of thing that Trump would have come up with.
Yeah. He would have, by the way. He likes been really women. Good.
Yeah.
Beyond Good and Evil sequel is a thing. So, I mean, we knew this though, right? I mean, Ubisoft told us months ago Beyond Good and Evil was, years. Yeah. I mean, God, I want to say it was the 2013 or 2012 E3. They announced the sequel and then it just went dark and went quiet. Well, apparently this past week, Michel Ancel from Ubisoft, he posted on Instagram basically teasers confirming that the sequel is, has entered pre-production. And I find this actually the funniest part of it all. It's in pre-production, which this game was supposed to have been in pre-production like 3 years ago. So
it's so odd that the stories came out this week. It really is so odd because over the last 2 weeks, when we'll get to it, I mean, that's what I've been playing. I've just finished it this week.
Right.
And it's friggin' brilliant. I'm all on for a sequel. You know, apart from the jank of the controls and the odd camera, great characters, great game. I'm all for Beyond Good and Evil. I really enjoyed it. And it was like a small game, but it must have took me, I don't know, 15 hours. I mean, it was so big and excellent. And there's still a ton of stuff I could go back into that game and do. Lots of races and other discoveries and different bits and pieces. Just, it was brilliant.
All right, well,
so bring it on.
Eventually it will come. Speaking of things that eventually come, trivia. It's time for podcast trivia.
Hold on. Do we miss out the what we've been playing stuff? We're not going to talk about Gears.
Did we not talk about that already?
No.
I guess we just blew right past that. This is the way this podcast has gone. Let's circle back. Let's talk about what we've been playing. We're just doing some reverse order stuff. We jumped right into the news.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy week.
I did. Well, where were you guys? Where was my backup?
Yeah.
No place to
follow the white rabbit. Follow the white rabbit.
Apparently, that's what this podcast does. We swim and we drown. Well, assuming Skype holds up, assuming my computer doesn't crash again, we will talk about what we've been playing this past week. So, Robin, you and I, we get the short end straws. We're going to go quickly, and we're going to allow Nicole to talk a little bit about.
There's just so much there. Game. I mean, looking at the three things that we've mostly played, yeah,
I know
it's like there's three massive titles in there.
There are.
So go with your weird, stupid strategy game first, please.
So Forza 3, Forza Horizon 3. It's a racing awesome. Strategy game. It is fantastic. I dabbled a little bit in it. But then I quickly got sucked away from that into the better game. But that's, you know, that's all in the eye of the beholder, right? All in the eye of the beholder. If you are a racing fan or if you like just a fun, almost burnout-like racing experience, Forza Horizon 3 really scratches that itch. Oh, my beer assistant. Thank you. Thank you, beer assistant. I have a beer assistant. You can't see this right now on the feed, but
just tell Cindy she rocks.
My wife
and
does
you're
rock.
Spoiled.
Thanks, honey.
She rocks my world.
Cindy sent me a note that says maybe this will help you stay on track.
Yeah. Aww.
She heard. Yeah. All right. Getting back on track though. Forza Horizon 3. Robin, this is like Mecca for you, right? This game has been fantastic.
Yeah, do you know what? The titles came up last night. I'd finished this race, and the titles came up, and I went, "No, it's too soon, too soon." So the titles come up. There's these special events where you race the weirdest things. Some of the first one is like a train, which, you know, and then there's speedboats and all weird things you have to race. But the titles came up when I raced the last one of these. And I have literally, I'm level, I don't know, 85, something like that. I've only scratched the surface of this game. This game is endless. So it has all the other things like the first Forza Horizons had, but so much more. So
before, when you done all the championships and all the races, that was it. It was done.
Right.
But now you can go in and create your own championships and your own events and choose your own tracks and the type of cars and the class of cars, whether it's like a rally race or a street race or whatever it may be. And I mean, last night, for petrol heads out there, I set up this championship. It's called the Grand Bongo.
Yeah? The Grand Bongo.
The Grand Bongo. This is the Grand Tour coming very shortly on Amazon. Anyway, the Grand Bongo. And what it is, it's 1970s, 1980s cars. So it's like Minis and Opel Mantas and old classic rally cars. And all the stages are rally stages, so they're not very powerful cars. And it's this championship, and it's done. And it's just brilliant. And I'm driving around going, seeing old Ford Sierras and Ford Escorts and everything. Oh, fantastic. And you still get your XP for this and your championship points and your fan points. So literally, this game is the last racing game you'll ever have to buy.
Until the next one.
Yeah, jumping in for the online adventures with other guys and other people there. You know, it's so easy, so simple. It was before in the other games, and they've just got that sussed. Just when we're talking about it, there is an OC Podcast Club available. I think we're up to nearly 40 members in it already. And I have to shout out DeMarcus. DeMarcus?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm Black Thunder. He is blazing the trail for Overseas Connection Podcast. He has been the group leader for a number of days now and has gotten the club way up to – there's different levels of bronze, silver, gold.
Excellent.
And he's been – yeah, fantastic. So, yeah, lots of lovely features with it. Beautiful cars, great fun racing. And it is very like Burnout. You're absolutely right, Greg. There's that fun. It's got that magic again.
Yeah, I especially like the rally stuff. Have a blast with that. So yeah, this is a fantastic game, and it is likely going to be up there in discussions at end of year. I have a feeling.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So buy it. Downsides, and it happened with Forza 2 as well, Horizon 2, that the. I bought the VIP package. I bought the Quam, the big banana. And there will be another couple of DLC packs, expansions that will come out in, I don't know, 6 months' time, 8 months' time, right. God knows when. And those ones before were, it was the island, something
right,
island.
Right, right, right. It was an island. That was the rally island. Yep.
It was 10 quid or 15 quid. That same thing is going to happen again. So my VIP pass with all my expansions right. are not included in that. That's bad.
Yeah. So this is actually something we can talk about real quickly. Right.
Yeah, and some of the penny pinching, you know, like buy a horn for your car, like $2 and that sort of stuff. That's a bit penny ante stuff that didn't really need to be there.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I have less of an issue with car skins or horns like that. I'm always disappointed when any game does DLC, like actual areas or maps that you have to pay that divide the community, right? So, one, that was actually going to be my comment when it came to Forza Horizon, was my recommendation to anybody that's going to buy the game. Just get the standard edition. Don't worry about getting the fancy edition, because really, you know, all you're missing out on are some car packs. But yeah. There are plenty There's of cars, cars in the game. Yeah, so.
The VIP pack gives me double XP, double right. credits, stuff like that. There, that, you know, that's right. when you do your spins when you're leveling up. So if it's, you know, it's 50, it's 100, you get.
But I would just again say that to me, that's such a meaningless thing in this kind of game. I don't know.
At this stage where I am in the game, I have millions of credits right. and dollars to buy stuff, so that doesn't matter in the slightest.
Yeah. And Gears of War 4, very much in the same fashion. People are wondering, you know, should they get the season pass? Should they not get the season pass? So Gears of 4 will actually launch. All maps will be accessible to everybody when they're in the playlists on multiplayer. The only thing that the Gears of War Season Pass will get you is to be able to access any map at any time. So
They put them in the rotation or something, aren't they? Is that what it is? Yeah.
10 maps that come out standard with the game. And then every week, basically, I think it's every week, maybe it's every month, but they're going to be rotating in 2 new maps as part of the play rotation. So those will be free to everybody. Everybody can play them. And that's, you know, if you're playing multiplayer online, those are going to be the maps that are being played. If you buy the season pass, all of the maps, and let's say there's 10 extra maps that they're constantly rotating through, those will be open to you to play on. What I don't believe is the case, or I don't know for sure, but I think is the case, is that other people have to have those maps to be able to play with you on those maps. I could be wrong on that, but so it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, it doesn't seem like there's much value in getting the season pass for this game, given the fact that the maps are going to be open to everybody. You will get extra skin packs. You will get, you know, bonus XP stuff as well, from what I understand. So just be wary on season passes. I guess that's the lesson learned here, right? Is you don't always necessarily need to get the VIP pass. You don't always need to necessarily get the season pass. There's that. XCOM 2. I've been playing a ton of this game. It came out to console. Now, PC gamers have had this game already for, coming up on a year now. I think it launched in, January, February this past year? It was supposed to be, or maybe it's actually longer than that now that I think about it. But it was going to be PC exclusive, and it was never going to come to console. And then, lo and behold, it came to console. It is a really, really good port of the PC game. It's coming over with not mod support, but all of the the basic game mods that they made for it, as well as you can get this is one of those things where you can buy extra DLC for it. Overall, this is just a really good upgrade from the previous game. If you played XCOM Enemy Unknown or Enemy Within, you'll be very familiar with the new game. However, they have put in a lot more systems in place, just to kind of go down that nerdy rabbit hole, if you will. In terms of weapons, you now can mod your weapons. You have all different types of camo patterns and ways you can customize different characters in the game. All of the environments now are destructible as well as procedurally generated. So that's something very different from the first game. In the first games, when you came into a map, if you recognized the map, you knew where the spawn points were for the enemies. You knew basically how that map played out because it was always the same. Mm-hmm. And they reuse those maps in the game frequently. In the new game, every map is procedurally generated, so it's not going to play the same twice. So that's actually really refreshing. So you can go through a playthrough, and then you might, you know, get through it and go through another playthrough, and the maps are going to be different. They're going to come in different orders. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, there's a ton to this game. The depth of this game, the researching, the engineer building, all of that just goes, again, 1-2 steps further than it did in the original game. And I found that this game also tends to be more challenging than the original. They have a lot of missions now are timed, as in you have X amount of turns to either get to a target and capture it or escort somebody out of a zone. What I actually really like this game versus the previous game was in the previous game, you would get a soldier to an evacuation point, and before you could get that soldier out, if you had other soldiers in the field, you had to wait for everybody to get there. And then you could evacuate everybody. In the meantime, somebody sitting in that zone waiting for your other soldiers to get there could be shot and killed. Now, when you get a soldier or a VIP that you're trying to escort out of the area, they get to that zone, you can evac them immediately and they have these cool little animations of ropes coming down, the characters, you know, climbing up and getting out of the, you know, evacuated out of the zone. But so you can, there's a level of strategy now on how you evacuate out of the game, as opposed to before it was really just kind of one way to do it. Now you have to make choices. You can actually pick up fallen characters, whether they're unconscious or they've been killed. And the reason why you want to pick them up is because you get the gear. You bring it back with you. If they die on the battlefield and they're left there, you might lose out on a modified gun maybe that character was using. So you actually can pick them up, but you're slowed down because you're now carrying them out. And so you have to make the choice of do you try to carry a character out, or do you take the extra distances that you can travel and leave them behind? So it is a strategy game to the nth degree. So that's, you know, I will say this. It's not an action game.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's for me. It wasn't for me before. I'm not even going to try it. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
No sweat off my back. I've killed you already, Robin.
Yeah, so here. You used the
wrong flag. True. This is where this whole Ireland thing, by the way, sparked from everybody listening to the podcast. I had put Robin into my game and I gave him the flag of Ireland. And then he told me that it was the wrong flag. And I said, well, are you not from Ireland? And he's like, I'm from Northern Ireland. And that just didn't register at all to me. That was just like him saying I'm from, you know, the South.
It's a very complicated question to ask somebody from Northern Ireland that. No.
Well, it was apparently a complicated answer for somebody from California to understand. Yes. All right. That's it for me, though. XCOM, Forza Horizon 3. Robin, the only other one we have to talk about for you would be Beyond Good and Evil, but we kind of talked about that
done
already.
Done it already. Yeah.
So I guess we really only have Nicole to talk to. I don't think she's been playing anything.
No, there's nothing else. No.
Yeah. No, not me. I haven't played shit.
Yeah. I mean, are you sure you want to talk about what you've been playing?
I'm going to talk about the other one first.
Okay.
The little one. The one that you hate.
I don't hate it. Hate's a strong word.
Okay. The one that you dislike strongly. Is that better?
It's just not for me. How we put it there? Just not for me.
Minecraft dropped the ancient Chinese mythology little map pack thing. So, of course, my son's like, Mommy, are we going to get it? And I'm like, yes, of course. And you can go into that little section and just play the already created world, or you can create your own world.
It is beautiful.
Man, we went into that already created world. Holy crap. The stuff that these guys came up with, they got dragons made out of, the wool and whatnot. They have giant panda, giant bamboo. The buildings are absolutely phenomenal, and there are so many of them. Bridges, plants, lanterns, pick it, it has it.
Dogs, sleeping with man, everything.
The dogs that they have in there are, oh my gosh, I can't even think of the name of the movie anymore.
Woof woof.
It had, I can't even think of the guy. He's from An Officer and a Gentleman. But anyway, there is a guy.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No. There's the particular type of dog in there is specific to Asia. So they have changed the dog to fit that. But absolutely gorgeous.
Pekingese?
Pekingese! No. Pekingese!
No. You people kill me.
I'm sorry. This hasn't turned into a dog podcast yet, so because nobody has said, oh, it's so cute, it's...
No, it was actually based off. There's a movie about this type of dog. A Japanese man. No, not an American movie. Anyway, stop. We're moving on. Because you frustrate the tar out of me, Robin. And it's a router, not a rooter. Anyway.
This will not go away.
No, it's not. So, anyway, if you're a Minecraft fan, pick it up. It's really beautiful and well worth it. The music's nice and it's just pretty. I like all the cherry trees in there, which I think used to be birch trees. They're pink. The wood is pink. And when you cut down a spruce, it's spruce green. Interesting. But anyway, on to bigger and better things. I got the Ultimate Edition of Gears of War 4 so that I could have the early access.
Right.
And that didn't quite go as well as I had planned. So,
But didn't it kind of go better in some respects? Yeah.
Yes. It didn't go as I had planned, but it did go better. So I had ordered the game, pre-ordered the game, used two Amazon gift cards, so $50 off automatically. And I had the plus the Prime points, so that was $20 off. So I paid $30 for this game. Supposed to arrive on my door on the 7th, right?
Right.
I get an email PM of the 7th going, oh, sorry, sex to be you, won't be delivered till the 12th. And I'm like, excuse me? 2 days after the release of the actual game, you're telling me I'm going to get this? So I was not happy.
Right.
Not at all. And they got to hear about it, which that's very rare that I would actually call somebody because I'm not that type of person. But I'm like, no. I paid for this game. Where is it? So a little later on, I get an email. This is like at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I get an email. They sent me a code so I could download the game immediately, apologized for it. And so I got everything. And they're still sending me my game. It'll be here tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah. So works out great for me, like you said. Not that kind of dog, Robin. Robin posted a Sharpay.
Yes, I'm ignoring it. I don't want to touch Skype. So, like, he sends pictures. I'm like, no, not looking at it. I do not. I'm not touching Skype at all. I'm trying to
it's
be very
not
nice.
Sharpay. Yes. I'll think of the dog. But so anyway, I got the game at 8 o'clock this morning. Got my coffee by 8:15 because I loaded it last night so that I would be ready to go. Because by the time I figured it out, it was like I said, 9 or 10 o'clock, and it had to download all night long. So I 8:15, I was already playing, and I played for 6 hours today. All campaign, all solo, on normal, and that game is hard, even on normal. So expect a little difficulty on normal. I can't – when I get to insane, it's going to be even worse.
Quick question, Nicole. Two-player co-op, correct?
Or yes, there is.
Is it four-player or two-player?
Two.
Why? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I have a feeling. It's because
– feeling.
I think it's
there's
because –
there's only three characters.
Yeah, true.
And that's part of it, probably. But, and again, if there's only three characters, it should be – three-player co-op.
Yeah, but I have a feeling they're pushing a lot graphically on this game. From what I've seen, it looks fantastic, and I have a feeling doing more than is it two-player couch split screen, or
yes.
is it so they couldn't do four-player or three-player even? I that just wouldn't work on a couch.
No,
you have to have a big couch, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
I just don't think one.
It is beautiful, and that was one of the things I noticed today. Was if you have that, what is that 4K TV that?
Right.
I could totally see this being absolutely gorgeous on that screen, which is probably why they're pushing those Xbox S's or whatever they are, because it would be absolutely beautiful there.
So. It looks like Gears. It plays like Gears. Has it changed
does,
much?
It does, and it doesn't. There are – it's a little faster paced than it was before. So you know how the characters kind of felt a little clunky
right.
and heavy?
Heavy.
they don't really have that feel. Like, I actually had to adjust my settings for once because I'm flipping my dude all over the screen and trying to figure out why. But it does have some of your old favorite weapons, like the Lancer, the Boltok, Torpo, the Retro Lancers in there, the Boom Shots in there.
Ooh.
And 900,000 of whatever the hammer burst that Kim liked. There's plenty of those.
I hate that weapon.
Me too, but there's plenty of them. And the original sniper rifle, which I absolutely love their sniper rifle.
Right.
But when I can't get that, it's a Boltok to your head. So they do have new weaponry. They have the Buzzkill, the Drop Shot, which the Drop Shot was introduced during the beta.
Right.
The Buzzkill, absolutely fabulous. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to spoil it.
No, I mean, well, it was in some of the trailers. It was firing. Right. It was in the trailer
think
they showed.
It made it into the beta as well. I want to say that it was in the beta. Yeah.
I only remember the Drop Shot from the beta. But the other weapon that you get and you don't have control over, like it only comes out whenever there's a scene for it, is the combat knife.
Okay. Oh, right. A knife.
So you'll get a combat knife, but it's not anything that you know you can use your D-pad for and pick it out.
Close quarters.
Big question, Nicole.
Sure.
Horde.
I told you, Mark and I were going to play. Then this is Mark with a C, Koino Yokan. So Mark Davies and I were going to play, and he had to beg off. I'm guessing something to do with the kiddos. Okay. So going to have to try. But there is Horde mode in the campaign.
Interesting.
Yes. That's all I'm going to say about that. Right. There is Horde mode in the campaign. So you'll get a taste of it in the campaign.
Okay.
So overall impressions then? I mean, in reading the reviews, Nicole, would you agree some of them are saying it's fantastic and some of them are saying they're disappointed that the Coalition did not push it further than they have? Like, you know, put their own mark on it. It's like it's still really great, but it's still just Gears.
It is still just Gears, but in their defense, why screw with a good thing?
Well, I seen the girl walking down the street, and I thought that very same thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Robin.
But I didn't have the choice.
No, there's some good stuff in here. There's some stuff that'll get you. I mean, it follows the really good storyline. So, and that was one of the things that I've always touted about this game, that it has a fabulous character set and you fall in love with these stories. Yeah. So there is a good story there and you will get a little bit of, you'll get a good mix in this. So I love it so far. I'm not finished with it. I'll probably by tonight, knowing me, but I can't wait till next week.
It's lovely to see you so excited about a game.
Oh, my gosh, I haven't been this excited ever. I'm just like, my daughter thought I was insane last night when I got that email. I like screamed and hopped on the couch. I was like,
I seen Squee, a few Squees coming up, and Squee would not be something that Nicole would normally do.
No, but I did too. I was like, Squee, because I got the code. And I
Valley Girl.
Oh, my God. You guys have no idea. It was like, because I was so upset that they screwed this whole thing up. I'm like, how am I going to play 2 days after the fact? I was like, that didn't bode well with me.
No, I can understand that.
So, serious props to Amazon for making up for it.
That is one good thing about Amazon. I don't think I've ever had a bad customer experience with Amazon. I mean, I've had bad product. I've had bad things that I had to return, whatever. But when I have had to do that, Amazon's pretty dang good about just stepping up and being like, yep, don't worry about it. I mean, I never forget, we had a beanbag, not the most exciting product in the world to be buying, but we were buying our son a bean bag. It was a you know, something we were pulling in for Christmas, and totally got lost. You know, didn't make it out shipping wise. We had no clue where it got sent. They said that it was delivered. It wasn't at our house. So we call up Amazon. We're like, hey, you know, this is supposed to be, you know, for Christmas, and we're, you know, basically SOL right now. And they're like, you know, hey, we'll send you out one, overnight it to you. No worries. They sent it out, and as you know, basically the following day, the original one shows up. And, you know, I felt bad because I was like, all right, it showed up finally. And so I called Amazon back up, and I was like, hey, you know what? You guys actually – the other one actually made it. And they're like, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. So –
oh, yeah. I thought you want to tell us about the beanbag losing his balls or something like that.
No. Anyway, so, Nicole, I get the feeling you like Gears of War. Just a little bit. All right, yes.
Yeah, just a little bit.
For those listening on audio, she was pinching her fingers together. So it's a good game.
Yeah, like I said, there, I don't want to spoil anything. I want to wait till everybody comes out
that.
So we can actually can talk about the game. So I'm going to wait till next week, and then we can really, like, dive into it once you and Mark and anybody else that has it or is getting it will play it.
All right. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit.
Okay.
Out of all of the Gears of War, how does this rate? And we know Gears Judgment is probably the worst.
Bottom of the pile.
Okay. So where does this rank in the
three
the four?
Is my absolute favorite. Three is my absolute favorite, and there's nothing that can take that away, I don't think. Not even this one. This one's good, and I'd rate it right there, you know, pretty even with two. And then one would be near the bottom, and Judgment right there in the gutter.
Yeah, same as me. Huh? Three up there, so I've just got too many games. Too many games at the moment. I am going to hold off.
Yeah.
I am. I'm just.
It's that time of year. It's not even this time of year,
Greg. There is so much stuff coming out. But there's just been so much good stuff earlier on this year that I have sitting there not to go, like Metal Gear that I scratched again a bit this week and went, why am I not playing this?
And Assassin's Creed
Syndicate and stuff like that there, you know?
There are geese flying by my window.
Okay.
Get those geese off.
That's,
they're Canadian geese.
Break out the shotgun. That's Christmas dinner right there.
No.
Hey, River Phoenix would be really, really good in Gears movie as well.
You're just killing me, Robin.
All right. Let us now talk about podcast trivia. Huh? All right.
Yes, please. Podcast
trivia. This is, of course, trivia that we get from our trivia master, Jason Johnson, Teflon212, which, by the way, Jason, I created him in my XCOM game, and he's one of my favorite characters I've actually made in the game. He's also sporting a fat stogie. Kind of reminds me of the Sarge from Halo. All right. Podcast trivia time. Update on the standings. Nicole, you and Kim right now tied for the lead, 6 points apiece. Robin, you and Mark are both in second place right now, 5 points each. So this is you can potentially take the lead, Robin, depending upon how this goes. You could catch even. Or Nicole, if you do exceptionally well, you could take a commanding lead. So, a lot on the line right now. It's exciting stuff. We should probably allow Robin to take part in the trivia. Just saying. So, how this works, I'm going to have two trivia questions that I will ask the group. Both Robin and Nicole will be typing their answers into our shared notes. So, I see what they type in. And then, of course, we'll reveal the answer. It's multiple choice, so you can play at home as well. That's the exciting news. The not so exciting news is I had it pulled up on my phone, and then my screen went black. So thank you, Samsung, for that. All right. First game. Here we go. First question.
Yes.
For a second, I thought – for a second, I was like, wait, is this a repeat question? It's not. Here we go. The game Warface is free-to-play first-person shooter from which publisher? Who made Warface? Is it A, Wargaming, B, Crytek, C, Epic Games, or D, Paradox Interactive? Who made the game Warface? I'll go through the answers again. A, Wargaming, B, Crytek, C, Epic Games, or D, Paradox Interactive. You both ready with an answer?
I suppose. 1, 2, 3, go.
All right, we have two different answers. We have Robin, who's saying Wargaming. Rob. Nicole is saying Crytek. And the answer is correct for somebody on this team. That would be Crytek. Nicole, well done.
Very good.
I had this game. That's why. It's like one of the few little freebie games.
Yeah. Stupid boy.
All right. Well, Nicole expanding now, taking the lead.
Well done, Nicole.
Thank you.
Robin, this is an important question now. Trying to at least keep pace, if nothing else. Here we go. Question number two. Ezio Auditore from Assassin's Creed franchise is arguably the most popular character from that world. What is his fictional birth date?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, some of the trivia is easy. Some of the trivia is difficult. This one ranks up there as difficult. So Ezio Auditore from Assassin's Creed, what is his fictional birth date? Is it A, 24th of June, 1459? Is it B, the 30th of November, 1524? Or C, the 12th of December, 1484? Or finally, option D, which is the 15th of October, 1499.
Just rattle through those dates again, please.
Yes.
Why?
A, the 24th of June, 1459. I'll say this in more traditional ways because this is that's like the European way, and it drives me nuts. So June 24th, 1459. We've got November 30th, 1524.
No, don't get it.
December 12th, 1484, or October 15th, 1499.
It's just gobbledygook. Let me, next you're going to say it's a writer.
I know. It's craziness. All right. Are you guys ready with your answers?
Yeah. No.
Completely educated. Like I get, you guys know this like the back of your hand. Go ahead. Give it to me now.
Robin.
All right, Robin has said the 24th of June, 1459. Nicole has said the 15th of October, 1499.
Lucky guesser, Nicole. Will get
I can
it,
now course. Tell you one person has this right, and that person
so
would be
you or me.
Robin.
Yeah, thanks.
Whoa.
Yes, Robin. June 24th, 1459 is the fictional birth date of Ezio Auditore from Assassin's Creed.
He would be
Creed.
Good in Gears.
No, he would not. No, he would not. All right, well done, Robin. Well done, Nicole. Nicole,
no,
you...
well done, Jason.
Yes, Jason, fantastic questions. Thank you very, very much. Nicole, you took the lead. Robin, you have kept pace with Nicole, at least staying 1 point behind her, now tied for second place. Well done. Mark will rue the day that he decided to go out to dinner
spend
with his
time
wife.
With his wife?
Yes. All right. Nicole, we do every once in a while talk about new releases that come out that
yes,
people can look forward to playing.
Before we do that, are we going to read that email? Or
I don't know what email you – oh, yes. See, this is what happens when I get totally like sidetracked.
This is why I'm asking.
No, I appreciate it. You're keeping me. You're keeping me on track.
Brother.
God damn it, Greg. You're all over the place tonight.
I know. It's like I took 2 weeks off from the podcast. And then my freaking computer decided to like throw up on me.
Excuses.
I tell you.
Let me do the Twitter thing, Robin. And then you guys can do the email.
I think that's safe. And Mark, no, I'm not going to buy your computer that needs a graphics card.
Soul Brother has bought an Xbox One, and he wants everyone to friend him up. So he had sent that on Twitter. So, and it's capital S-O-U-L, capital B-R-O-T-H-E-R. So if you want to add him on Xbox One.
Right. I believe the proper pronunciation of that is Soul Brother.
No, I love it. That's how I would say it because it's how I would think of it. From Soul Train. I love Soul Train. I used to watch that all the damn time. Yeah, love Soul Train.
A little white kid with no rhythm, and I loved watching it too.
I'm not white, but that's okay.
All right. We had an email.
Yes.
Friend of the show, Jonathan Wilson. We know him as John Mouse. He sent in an email. Hi, OC Podcast. I've set up a VG Hub FIFA 17 Pro Clubs team. All are welcome for a good game of the original gentleman's game of football and genuine top bants, which I'm assuming that is Britishisms. For play a friendly game of soccer with me, and you get some bragging rights.
Great banter.
Banter?
Oh, great banter.
Oh,
yeah, banter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, fun, crack, enjoyment, jolly banter.
Crack is fun.
It's the latest thing that hipster people say.
Hipster people.
Bants.
We love them. All right. To play, people need to search for VG Hub on FIFA 17 Pro Clubs and add me for an invite. And his PSN name is John Mouse. Well, it's actually John Mao 55. So J-O-N-M-A-U 55. There you go. I said I've only set it up with a PS4, so sorry, Xbox peoples, but that's okay. I believe we've got a few pro clubs going on. True Skills, I believe, has a pro club going on already, so go check that out on the Xbox. He did add in, I went to EGX, and he said, EGX ain't got games. There was nothing there.
He is dead to me. Dead.
Well, this is not the only person I've heard. Mark was actually a little disappointed with what the games that were at EGX. I mean,
I'm not talking about
that's
that.
That's not he was why he's upset.
I was there for three days. The whole community was there for 3 days. And John Mouse slips in somewhere, slips out again, doesn't even say hello. Just because I took video of him while going to the toilet a few years ago in the NEC. Just, you know, why would he not contact me?
It may have been because he was on limited time. Because according to him, he played 2 games at EGX, FIFA and WWE, and then he watched the Mafia 3 movie, had a beer and a Subway, and then departed. So it didn't sound like he had a lot of time there.
Lots of games, but no big ones.
Yeah, I would say if you're going to go to EGX, why would you go play FIFA? That would be my one critique of John's visit. But maybe that was the only game he could get into. Yeah. Said it was not a great year for games, if that's anything to go by. Poor showing EGX. Peace and biscuits, John Mouse. There was a few people expressed a little bit of disappointment with EGX.
Yeah, I mean, there was no Xbox, no Microsoft, no Nintendo. Right. That was disappointing. There were lots of games. The smaller games were hidden in there, the gems. It's just that time. It is just that...
Yeah,
time of year that, you know, all the big stuff that was there, that if you weren't tied to the industry as we are, or follow it as we are, you would have been excited to play Titanfall 2 and Battlefield and stuff like that there. But we have all beaten that up, and why would you rush to see that? So, yeah, but it was the best organized show that there's ever been, and had the best food that there's ever been.
All right. Okay.
So maybe next year it'll be on the cusp
Yeah, I would say from a community standpoint, it felt like the best event that we had ever kind of all taken part in.
Mm, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce.
All right. Well, speaking of awesome things, games coming up. Now, Nicole, now we can talk about games coming up.
All right. So, new releases for October 8th through the 14th. And I have to switch screens. So, nothing on the 8th. Nothing on the 9th.
Right.
Big surprise. But 100-foot robot golf comes out for PS4 and PSVR on October 10th.
Right.
Criminal Girls 2. Party Favors.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, giggity,
that's
giggity.
Obviously a porn game on Vita, and that comes out October 11th.
It's probably not a porn game. I'll just throw that out there. Probably not a porn game.
I know, but come on. Criminal Girls 2 Party Favors. It could be.
It could
Dragon
be.
Quest Builders, PS4 and Vita, October 11th. Gears of War 4, October 11th.
Never heard of it.
Well, me either. I mean, yeah. That's some off-the-wall game. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, Xbox One, PS4, also on the 11th. Is this right? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Is this right? I'm like, I don't know. You tell me.
But I'm like, did we not already have Rise of the Tomb Raider?
We did. However, this is coming out for the PS4, finally.
Yeah, but there's another one underneath it. Okay, so yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider for the PS4 on October 11th, and then Rise of the Tomb Raider Blood Ties on Xbox One, also the 11th.
Right, that's DLC coming out for Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Okay.
Which is part of the PlayStation 1 from day one.
So
I think the Blood Ties is in there.
I don't know. I know it's part of the season pass on the Xbox One version.
Well, I think it comes with the PlayStation. That's there.
I know it will come there one way or the other.
They get Baba Yaga and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
From as day one.
Got it.
Okay. Way to go, boys. Mm. All right. Ruse, Xbox One, PS4 on October 11th. What?
Ruse. As R-U-S-E?
R-U-E-S?
R-U-E-S, yeah.
Ruse.
Yeah, that's the strategy game that they did. Isn't that the strategy game they came out with? Ubisoft came out with?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Wasn't there voice stuff with it or something years ago?
Yeah, it was interesting. I wonder if they're doing a remaster of it, or is this coming out just relaunching it? I don't know.
I'm curious. Doesn't have remaster after it?
R-U-E-S. Interesting. All right, continue on, Nicole, please. Continue on.
It's not spelled. It's not R-U-S-E. It's different.
R-U-E-S. Okay. That's what it says. Mm. All right. WWE 2K17. Xbox One, PS4, 360, and PS3.
True skills game of the year.
I'm telling you. Valkyrie Drive. What the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, my God. That's
bikini?
Some weird word. It looks like bikini, but that's not it because it's honey. Bic honey? Bic honey? I don't know.
I like for the Vita. I like honeys and bikinis.
Yeah, well, okay. There you go. October 11th also.
Nice sort of game.
Yeah, Duke Nukem 3D 20th Anniversary World Tour. Tour? Whoa, that was southern.
World Tour. See, and you don't like your accent. It's fantastic.
It makes me crack up because I sound like an idiot. World Tour, PS4, Xbox One on October 12th.
This next game.
I know. I'm trying hard not to laugh at it. Ace Banana.
Oh, yeah.
For the PSVR, October 13th. Batman Arkham VR for the PSVR on the 13th.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah, that actually sounds interesting.
Because
it's such a dark game anyway. But anyway, Crazy Machines 3, PC, Macs, and Linux. Drive Club VR, Let's see. Moto Racer 4 for Xbox One, PS4, PC, and Mac. PlayStation VR comes out the 13th.
Right.
More geese are flying by my house loudly. Rigs, Mechanized Combat League, also for the PSVR.
Possibly the one game that could get me to go VR.
Really?
I love mech games. Let's
not Roller Coaster Dreams, which comes out also on the 13th?
Not so much.
Because that would make me throw up.
Yeah, Rigs is a lot of jumping around, a lot of verticality. You know, so your shooter looks good. Mm.
But let's see. Where were we? Roller Coaster Dreams. Nice. Shadow Warriors 2 for Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Super Hype Cube, PSVR. Thumper, PS4 and PSVR.
All right.
World War Tunes for PSVR. Yesterday Origins, Xbox One, PS4, and PC. And that's for all of the 13th. And then on to the 14th is Disney Magical World 2 for the 3DS. Hatsune Miku VR Future Live for PSVR. This one sounds awesome. Farming Simulator 17. Anyway, that doesn't come out to the 16th, though.
Yeah.
I read one too many.
Sorry. You got excited for Farming Simulator. It happens. It does. Mm-hmm. It happens.
That's it. 14.
All right. If you are a PlayStation 4 owner and a PSVR future owner, you've got plenty to look forward to in the coming week. I think the only person out there that wouldn't be excited about this list of games coming out would be a Wii U owner. But outside of that, thank you, Nicole, for reading the future comings of games. And, of course, the monthly freebies. I think you guys talked about that last week, so we don't need to talk about that this week. Robin.
Yeah, so there's just one thing of note there. That Star Wars Battlefront and UFC 2, not that that's important. But Star Wars Battlefront is about to get released on EA Access.
Oh, sweet. See, that... I still look back at Sony. I don't know what they think, why they are against this coming to PlayStation 4. It's such a good value. And they're the ones that said it's not a good value.
And guess who just bought it?
Yeah.
About a month ago,
yep.
Bought the whole thing because I wanted to do the Death Star thing. So, but yeah, that's fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, no complaints from me.
Car racing stuff.
Car racing stuff.
There is. So, Forza Horizon 3 is the racing game of choice at this moment in time. Please join the OC Podcast Club. It is available now. Join it up there. You'll see me, the leader of the pack, and Mark Alex and Greg. If you see any of us with OCP on the front of our tag or me online and I'm playing it, please jump into the game.
Yep.
I'm very ready to play lots and lots of Forza Horizon. So, if you got it, join the club.
Awesome. All right. Victories Achieved. Haven't read off a Victories Achieved list in quite a while, and that's just because I missed a couple shows. But Victories Achieved, if you're unfamiliar with this, this is basically just a contest where we give away stuff. We give away basically in-game money, whether it's a PlayStation, PSN money, Steam money, or Xbox Live bucks.
And if I could interrupt you there, we have lots of stuff to give away over the next couple of weeks.
We do.
We just got to work out how to do it. I have came back from EGX with tons of T-shirts. Dishonored 2, exclusive first viewing by the public T-shirts sort of written on it. I've got quite a few Destiny Rise of Iron. We've got some game codes to give away. Just stay tuned because there will be stuff on the Facebook page and within the podcast themselves for us to give stuff away. So,
all right.
Yeah, lots of free stuff over the next, say, month. Loads of stuff coming.
Awesome. And if you're wondering, how do you qualify to get free stuff? Well, obviously, listening to the show is the first big step. Completing games. That's actually the thing about Victories Achieved. So you finish a game. All we ask is that at that point, you take a selfie. Maybe get the game in the background, yourself there, or maybe you have the completion achievement or trophy is up in the background. Get your face in there, because we would love to see your face. Associate it with your gamer tag. Tweet it off to us at @OC_podcast. And include in the hashtag victory achieved. And it's that simple. You get entered into a contest. And this current contest runs from it's running from September 1st all the way through November 30th. And we will draw one lucky winner, out of all of those people that have completed games to win, $20 in US or $15 in British pounds sterling. I guess it really isn't $15 in British pound sterling, is it?
It's just 90,
15 pounds.
90 pence to a dollar at the moment. It's almost parity, dollar and pound.
That's crazy.
Really,
that's
friggin' bad.
It's
really
messing,
bad.
Totally messing with my -5 rule, for the record.
Yeah.
All right, so this week's victories achieved. We've got Fraser Moo. He finished LEGO Star Wars The Force Awakens. Then Adamski 86 and some guy named Bongo the Sane, they finished Forza Horizon 3. Mm-hmm. That same crazy Bongo the Sane individual also finished Beyond Good and Evil HD. Hardly Dan finished Actual Sunlight. I don't know how you finish Actual Sunlight, but he did it.
It takes about an hour.
I thought it took like about 12 hours. You had to wait for it to come up and go down. Moving on, Amras 89 finished Virginia. It's a game I'm really curious about. A lot of mixed feelings about this game. Well, some people think it's really good, and then other people are saying the lack of voice hurts it. And so it'd be interesting to catch up with Gary. I don't know about that. But anyway, so you complete these games. You get entered into Victories Achieved. You potentially win some money. And then Bongo, should we just do a recap on the completion chart?
It's coming to an end.
Yes,
we've broke $300 now for the kids. I'm going to double this, so we're coming to a wrap. So for the Extra Life Gaming Marathon, which is coming up in November, you guys have been completing games, and with every game you have been completing, I've been donating $1, and at the moment we're about $305. It is fantastic. I'm really chuffed.
Yes.
The top five there, Amras. Oh, sorry. Whoops. Caliburn has had 41.5 completions. Amras has had 34. Mr. Miyagi, 17. Tied with Kyle Adamski. He's moved up. And myself have moved up to 15 completions since this started. And Companion Cuban, 14.5. So we will publish that list when this all comes to an end in about a month's time. Not the victory achieved, just this part of it.
Right.
So, yeah, thank you very much, guys. It's been fun. And there'll be that person, and at the moment it looks like it's Caliburn M, he's going to get a T-shirt and a mug.
All right.
So get at it. There's still time. Complete those games. Raise money for kids.
Yes. And it's Caliburn M. You're going to get a T-shirt and a mug, not you're going to get T-shirt and mugged.
Yeah, well, like, if he takes a selfie and puts it on the internet,
No.
People, because that T-shirt is priceless. Like Kim Kardashian, you know?
For a second, I thought Skype died on me again. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. I did the same thing, too. I was like, no.
Oh, it was
fine. We're closing out. Just why?
Robin Skyped up a little bit. We're good.
Oh, right.
We're good.
All right. Woo. Yeah, well, if you didn't hear it, if he takes a selfie wearing his T-shirt with his mug, he may get robbed by some French people, just like Kim Kardashian. So
yes.
His T-shirt is priceless. So, yeah.
All right. With that said.
Why do you shake your head, Nicole? Come on.
Because I love you, Robin.
I know. You pat me on the head and go there.
Yep.
Real quickly, Kim. Kim, this is the way this podcast has gone, the entire thing. Kim Kardashian, would you please tell us who in the Twitch chat is still around?
Your ass is.
Oh, my
I need more beer. That's just what it is. anyway.
Around still would be Night Raven, RCGC, Scott's Tubby, Teflon, and Yo. Night Raven 19.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
Yes. A big thank you for sticking it out this show. I know it's been a little difficult given the technical difficulties that we had, but props to you guys for sticking it out. We really appreciate it.
And if you've been sticking it out. And have you? Yeah, you did. And have you been sticking it out for the whole show? Well done.
Yes.
Yeah. Knights Raven has. Because originally we had Fraser Moo was in there. Viva La Pedros was in there.
Right.
He probably didn't want us to trash talk him because they suck at Rainbow Six.
Well, no, he might have been in there bragging about my XCOM 2 character that I created for him.
It was quite studly. Very similar.
Yeah, totally similar.
Except taller.
Yeah, you know. Maybe some skin tone as well. I don't know. Go figure.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that's just way off.
All right. So, yeah. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you might be listening to it, you can... when it all works properly, watch us on Twitch Live Saturdays, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast, or if you're over in the UK, it's like a nightcap. It's 11 p.m. UK time. Just go to twitch.tv/OC podcast, and you'll find our Twitch page. You can watch us there. You can email the show, podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us on Twitter. We're at @OC_podcast there. We have this thing about Facebook that we like it, so we actually participate in it. We have a Facebook page. It's fb.ocpod.com. This is where I get all of these little browser, URLs out there for you. So hopefully you've been all writing this down. There's a quiz at the end of it. If you are on iTunes or Stitcher or any place where you can leave us a review like YouTube, please do. We would love to get some reviews. Hopefully they're positive. Even if they're negative, we appreciate the feedback. And, of course, don't forget to join the OC Podcast Club on Xbox One. We have an actual club for the clubs on Xbox One. I think that's still in the preview, though. I could be wrong. But we do have, more importantly, Forza Horizon clubs. And, of course, just follow me for the best game out of all of this XCOM 2. Just saying. Robin's not buying it. All right. This is where we want to give thanks to our listeners. So, or just other people in general. Nicole, why don't you start off the shout outs?
All right. So, definitely thank you to our chatters who stayed in the chat the entire time. Yay.
No kidding.
That was. Yeah. That was nuts. So thank you to them for coming and for hanging in there. To you gentlemen for making it on the show. For Greg for not actually throwing his computer across the room.
Well,
I know. I was like, which I suspect may or may not still happen. Little shout out to David the Alien, who is in the middle of all of that lovely... crazy ass Hurricane Matthew weather but he's safe and sound. He just posted that he's safe. So anybody that is having to deal with that awful weather, you know,
yeah, why didn't I think of that? I could have totally covered and just said it was the hurricane that was affecting us.
Wrong coast. Just FYI, you know, kind of like North Ireland's a completely
different. If the people are like me, they wouldn't know, you know, we're all on the same coast.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you would like to get a hold of me, you can email me, nicole@ocpod.com, or find me on Twitter at @OC_Amaryllis. Amaryllis on the PS4, which I promise I will plug that bitch back in eventually. And Amaranth on X1. Please come find me and play Gears if you are getting Gears. Totally need more people to play that game. Yes. So, Robin.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. Yeah,
I would like to shout out my wife. Thank you, Judith, for going out to pick up Joshua at 11 p.m. tonight and letting me start the podcast on time. Greg, thank you for hanging in there. I, more than most, know what it's like when microphones fall down.
Oh, yes, you do.
And things fall apart and internet stops. So it is a horrible, horrible feeling. We do try to make this as professional as possible, but we are only human after all.
Yes.
And the hurricane that's been over in Los Angeles has been awful, awful.
Yeah, totally.
I would also shout out Solemn 67. Solemn is a man from Dublin, and he's a unique individual. I met him at the Midlife Gamer Party. And if you think I have an Irish accent, he has an Irish accent to win them all.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Jason, dude, t-shirts on, man. Yep, Jason is probably sends me more tweets than anyone else. Fabulous. So if you want to get me, you'll get me at Bongo the Sane on Twitter, Bongo the Sane on Xbox and pretty much everywhere else. On email at robin@ocpod.com and Bongo the Sane on Tinder. And Greg, if you want to just finish that up as well.
I don't know what to say to all of that. Other than, yes, thank you to everyone for hanging in there tonight. It is tough when you have technical difficulties happen. I mean, mic's falling off. Robin, you absolutely are experienced veteran at that.
Once.
I don't think we have ever experienced having the host of the feed have their computer actually shut down. That is a first. So all I can think of it, thank you, Skype, because I'm pretty sure that update somehow screwed things up. I don't know for sure, but apparently I think, yeah, never mind. We forge on. We forge on. So, yes, thank you, everybody, for sticking it out. Robin and Nicole, thank you both for also sticking it out, staying steady.
That sounds so rude.
How you know?
Oh, Dogcast. That appeared something. Dogcast.
Yes, but this is the one that just had surgery.
Oh.
Look at her little naked foot.
Yeah. She's been fixed.
No, not that kind of surgery.
Oh, well, I thought it was.
No, she's toothless.
Oh, okay. All right, moving on. I want a big shout-out to Mark Hannix. I'm glad he took the night off. I'm glad he enjoyed some time with the wife. A big shout-out to my wife, my beer assistant. She came right at the right time, delivering me the nectar of the gods known as beer. And it was well and a shout out to the dog. Thank you, puppy. All right. Yeah. Find me on Twitter at @OC_Murphy's Law. My gamer tag is Murphy's Law. That's actually Murphy's Space Law on Xbox Live. And you can find me on PSN when I pick up my PS4 sometime in the near future. And that would be Murphy's Law 1969. All right. I think that's it. I think we can wrap this show up.
God,
I'm
just
crossing
thought.
My
Paul
fingers.
Paul Walker would be brilliant in Gears as well. Holy He'd do the vehicles.
Baird. Totally Baird. Baird.
Robin, I'm taking a ferry from Scotland, and I'm going to ferry my ass over to Northern Ireland and put my foot in your bum.
I'll be here. I'll be over there throwing haggis at you.
Right.
Either way, you're getting a foot.
And Robin, I do appreciate the fact that you tried to cover with the hurricane in Los Angeles.
Thanks, yeah, no problem.
However, I'm north of Sacramento.
We were getting away with that.
I know. But I also am pointing out this is that Northern Ireland thing again. I'm not in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right. I think we need to cue up some music here. Let's see if this works.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. see you same time next week.